This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
This isn't just background check. This is Key to Victory. LauraLoomer.us. LauraLoomer.us. That's where you actually find her. She's so centered. It's like you find us at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. By the way, I don't pay attention to all the Nazis because they're all leftist funded, almost all of them. But when I am surfing around, it's always Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Israeli agents, blah, blah, blah. What, turn Israel over to Muslims and blow it up and kill everybody? I'm not obsessed with Israel, but I'm not against Israel. I'm glad Benjamin Netanyahu just won. The Economist and the leftist Rothschilds are trying to overthrow him. He's a nationalist, and I don't want to get in the middle of this, Laura. It's just that I don't see these leftist-controlled white supremacist sock puppets defending the border, defending the country. They know Trump's too populist. They don't attack him. They attack us when Trump is more pro-Israel than probably even you or I, which is fine. It makes sense. Nobody's against that. And so I'm proud. I'm not getting a paycheck from Israel. I'm proud to say that Israel should exist and have its own country. And that's a whole other subject. It's just that I've thought about running as a Democrat against Trump. This is obviously a way to get the news out, to say he should fight censorship more and point out what socialists they are, and the Democrats used to be for working class people. So I'm kind of all over the map. I want to invite you back tomorrow for a full hour to really flesh this out. It's just that, you know, I don't care if somebody's black, Hispanic, white, old, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic. If they support freedom and support human liberty, I want them on the show. So I've got you, who's Jewish, coming on, another great Jewish guy from Australia coming on, because they're fighting back. They're winning. They're exposing censorship. They're defending free speech. They're defending guns. I agree with their ideology. I don't look at them and say, well, that person's Jewish, I'm going to support them. I see all the little guys in their basements with their thumbs in their asses talking about Jews secretly run everything, not doing a damn thing. It's shameful. I'm ranting. Go ahead.
Yeah, and look, I support Avi Yemeni too. Avi and I are friends, and Avi actually spent some time with me in Minnesota last year, and he filmed a video of me rumoring Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib. So Avi is a close friend of mine. It's really terrible what happened to him. I mean, it's really despicable that in America, people who expose Islam for what it is and people who expose the left are now being detained by the FBI and deported.
I'm going to hold you over because you can talk to him since you guys are friends. We'll do that. Then we'll get into this whole story. But think about this. You're exposing people that hate America, say they hate America. They want to turn us into Islamic State. You're banned for exposing Ilhan Omar. And then this guy comes in to expose Comedy Central saying he's a Nazi with edited tapes, and he's banned.
Yeah, well, look, this is what I've been saying for almost 2.5 years every time I come on your show, Alex, is this is a form of Islamic blasphemy law. This is Sharia law. And people think that it's a conspiracy theory to say that Sharia law is coming to America. Well, I've got news for you. Sharia law is in America. In Minnesota, the Democrats are proposing legislation to push Islamic blasphemy laws to make it a crime to criticize Islam. The Democrats all across this country, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan, are trying to hold committees in Congress to demonize people who talk about 9/11. They don't think we should be able to show pictures of 9/11 anymore because it offends Muslims. Well, I'm sorry, but what offends me is 19 Muslims hijacking planes and killing 3,000 Americans. I find that pretty offensive.
Or attacking Christians, Jews, and anybody else that isn't in their religion. Islamic countries don't let other people in. And it's just incredible. And, you know, Trump put out this video of her saying at least they did something on 9/11. That's nothing, as you know. You're an expert on this. You should come this week and just go over her, and we'll play the clips. All the insane stuff she said.
Yeah, we have to coordinate it. But I'll fly out to Texas and spend a few days there with you, and we can do a few shows and you know, I'd be happy to come out too. You know, I'm going to be announcing a run for Congress. It'd be great to spend some time out there. And
hey, listen, Avi is on next. If you can hold, I'm going to introduce him and talk about a story. If you want to come back in the third segment, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Again, Laura Loomer is our guest. We've got Avi Yemeni banned from the U.S. for nothing coming up. So the Somali Islamists are here running things. Israelis or Jews can't come here.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So much is happening, and we have an Australian conservative activist who was banned from the U.S. after Comedy Central edited video of him to say that this Jewish man was a white supremacist. Avi Yemeni will be joining us. Laura Loomer, totally banned, the most banned woman in the world on the internet. I'm the most banned man, she's the most banned woman. Banned from the internet for simply saying that all these radical Muslim women that George Soros is funding say cut women's genitals off when they're born, they kill gays, they defend it. Linda Sorcerer, all of them are out there basically preaching hardcore Sharia law. And if you criticize it, you get taken off the internet. But I want to shift gears into another subject right now. We talk about this some, but and I want to play this clip in a moment. What do you make of the Democrats denying that there's giant caravans slamming in when a new one just blasted through violently through Mexican riot police yesterday? Hundreds of thousands are now marching towards the border. 100,000 a month get caught. Hundreds of thousands get in. If you're a TV viewer, not a radio listener, this is new footage. Radio listeners can go to Infowars.com/show and see it all. What do you make of the Democrats on Bill Maher, all of it shifting from saying there is no caravan, as Jake Tapper said, as others said, and then now, okay, there is a caravan, but they say Trump is to blame for the caravan. It's like, again, like Jonathan Gruber said, they think we have no memory. They're betting on that.
Call to the Democrats' homes and the Democrats' offices, then. I think it's a brilliant idea, obviously, because I came up with the idea.
All right, Laura, we've lost your audio. We've been having big technical problems today. I'm not sure even what's going on around here anymore. Can we try to go back to her in just a moment? Laura, go ahead. Okay. All right, let me just do this while they do whatever they do with the computers in there. I'm going to have to get some new equipment or something. It's reached crisis proportions around here. But before we do that here today, let me go ahead and play this clip. Whew, man, I tell you, unbelievable. Let me go ahead and play this clip of Cory Booker admits releasing migrants into sanctuary cities would make us less safe. This is really critical information because they're saying there aren't migrants, there aren't caravans, this doesn't exist. And, but now if Trump threatens to release them because the judge is making him do it, and there's no more beds left, well, now they're saying that this blames us. Here it is.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities. He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
You say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe, because what you're seeing now...
So you take the threat seriously?
I take this. He is injecting fear into our country. And so if he was looking to solve a problem, he wouldn't be doing things to divide this country against itself. Beware of anybody that's trying to tell you to be afraid in the strongest country in the world, as opposed to showing our strength and our courage by pulling people together to find common sense solutions to solve this problem.
The paradox of tolerance states that if a society is tolerant without limit, its ability to be tolerant is eventually seized or destroyed by the intolerant. The First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. Which one of these two ideas represents where we are now as a culture? Frankfurt School adherent, former member of the Brain Trust of the OSS American War Machine, and godfather of the new left, Herbert Marcuse, along with his contemporaries, engineered a slow-moving Marxist revolution from within American society, utilizing a mass psychoanalytic Hegelian dialectic psyop that is blossoming today amongst the lethargic minds of the millennial generation, a synthesizing technique known as repressive tolerance. Thankfully, in the interest of time, Marcuse simplified the definition of repressive tolerance, saying, repressive tolerance is intolerance against movements from the right and toleration of movements from the left. Repressive tolerance is achieved by arming the thoughts of emotional, rationally vacant liberals with the potent weapon of critical theory, a hive mentality that produces a catharsis for the self-loathing types of our society when confronting the social, historical, and ideological forces gluing the structures of a society together. Because congressional hearings are determining that American patriots are to be labeled white nationalists.
And now we see witnesses invited by the minority who openly associate with purveyors of hate. White nationalism and its proliferation online have real consequences. Americans have died because of it.
What about the man who's also really leading this for the White House, Stephen Miller? He is spearheading the immigration agenda, and Congresswoman Ilhan Omar actually referred to him as a white nationalist. Do you agree with her?
I believe that what we have seen from Stephen Miller is vestiges of white nationalism.
And now a CBS show known as The Good Fight is leading a propagandized rehash of modern-day Bolshevism by legitimizing violence against anyone labeled a white nationalist by relabeling the paradox of tolerance as the Overton window.
Is it all right to hit a Nazi unprovoked? I was always taught to never throw the first punch, never instigate, defend, don't attack. But then I saw a video of the white nationalist Richard Spencer being punched in the face during an interview, and I realized Spencer was in a press suit, wearing a tie, being interviewed like his opinion mattered, like he should be considered part of the conversation, like neo-Nazism was just one political point of view. And then I realized there's no better way to show some speech is not equal. Some speech requires a more visceral response. It's like Overton's window. That's the term from which ideas are tolerated in public discourse. Well, Overton's window doesn't need unless it comes with some enforcement. So yeah, this is enforcement. It's time to punch a few Nazis.
This is a very dangerous precedent and should be dealt with immediately as we tumble headlong into the fray of an impending presidential election, which the left will not accept, along with a record number of Democratic presidential candidates that agree with this Goebbels-level madness.
Who are we?
You're African-American.
That's your brand.
Diversity is in right now. We should be looking at the future.
A future where Trump wins in 2020?
Televised mental illness that legitimizes attacking innocent, free-thinking Americans is now acceptable.
Do you want a mission?
Do I want
a mission? I'm looking for people who are ready to take the fight to Trump.
They expect us all to accept their savvy, tongue-in-cheek, arrogant hypocrisy as relevant and cute to their demographic of anti-American far-left extremists and Antifa morons.
I'm ready to fight. The resistance starts now.
Do your worst.
Oh, don't tempt me.
but they are literally calling for violence.
So yeah, this is enforcement.
I am reporting this trailer to Twitter as a violation of their terms of service that state you may not make specific threats of violence or wish for the serious physical harm, death, or disease of an individual or group of people. John Bound reporting.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, we're going to have two heavily censored individuals on. Wow. At the start of the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. So you'll definitely want to stay with us for all of that on the other side of this break. But wow, the stuff that's going on is just amazing. And you see how the general public from all the TV watching and everything else is like in a malaise. They're like in a haze and they don't even know what's going on. And then there's people that are awake. And then people that are awake but are preying on the general public. It's amazing. So we'll see if we get the connection out. We've been having some problems with Avi Yemeni from Australia. He just got kicked out of the U.S. only here a few hours. FBI grabbed him. He has no criminal record, but you see, Comedy Central didn't want him to come here because they got caught editing video to say he was a white supremacist. He needs to sue them. This is what they do, though. All the mainstream media are a bunch of Jesse Smollett's. That's why Jesse Smollett didn't get in trouble, because he did his job.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit StartLivingYoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit StartLivingYoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at StartLivingYoung.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So Comedy Central is on all over the world. It reaches over 2 billion people. So it's still big media. I mean, you notice mainstream news has almost no viewers now. The average CNN show has like 100,000 viewers. They're a joke. But if it's the so-called comics on Comedy Central or the late-night comedy shows like Stephen Colbert, they still have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 million viewers. And so what they do is they pose as comics who are posing as newsmen, but really what they are is incredible deceivers. I mean, Colbert gets up and says that I'm in the KKK. I call law firms. They go, well, it's comedy. But people believe it, man. He poses as Alex Jones and rubs mayonnaise all over his face and says Alex Jones, you know, is a Nazi. People then scream Nazi on the street. So our next guest here, I'm going to play a clip of this and then go to him for the rest of the hour. Laura Limmer, if she has time, we'll pop back in with us, their friends. Avi Yemeni, of course, lives in Australia. He's a patriot. He supports basic freedom. Jim Jeffries, who's a huge star on Comedy Central a year ago or almost, interviews him. And then they hold on to it until the tragic events in New Zealand happen, and they play clips in our interview that aren't even connected to make it look like he's attacking Muslims and he supports the attack. Think about this and the danger it puts him in. So he secretly recorded it because he was advised to, comes out later, it goes viral, 10 million views or so. Well, here he is talking about it, and then we'll respond to what happened. We tried to fly into the U.S. for a media tour. The FBI was there and basically arrested him and kicked him out because Comedy Central said so. Here it is.
I might sound like a hippie saying this. What gives anyone the right to tell anyone where they can and can't live?
When you import this culture, what do you think's going to happen? Australia's going to end up the same they came from that they were escaping. Watch how Jim Jeffries has edited this last clip to make me look like an ass. See what I really said.
What gives anyone the right to tell anyone where they can and can't live? Really?
Like, borders?
I know borders, yeah. But wouldn't it just be nice if we got to a place in society where we had
a
utopia, where we all just lived as
on a level I agree.
You may say I'm a dreamer.
I think most people, sensible people would agree with you in theory.
Yeah.
But in practice, it goes against human nature. It just doesn't work. You bloody scumbag, Jim. You see those rubbish edits through the entire segment, I don't even need to show you. You get my point. They put one answer to a different question. But today what I really want to show you is how Jim Jeffries speaks about Islam, about their prophet Muhammad, and about Muslims themselves when he thinks the cameras aren't rolling or when he knows he can cut it out.
So Muhammad is considered the perfect man.
Right, yes.
Okay?
You can't draw a picture of him.
No, don't you dare. I've got enough death threats on me, brother.
There he is.
Jesus Christ.
There he is. He looks like a wobbly ghost.
He's finally going to understand Islam.
That's what you do, Jimmy, when you think no one's going to see it.
Okay, so we'll be with us for the rest of the hour. Laura Loomer's decided to stay. We appreciate that to pop in. She knows him well. They've covered Ilhan Omar and other crazies here in the U.S. when our guest has been allowed to get into the country before, Avi Yemeni. Again, aviyemeni.com.au, trnews.com, or tr.news, YouTube, also IDFT training. You know, watching your work, it's pretty mainline conservative, and I want you to be able to break all this down of what happened to you when you tried to get into the U.S. And, of course, you've laid out even the other big lies in an hour-long video that he engaged in. They're really scared of this, but their fascist response and the FBI, even with Trump being president, being the lapdog of Comedy Central to keep you out of the U.S. as a danger is, quite frankly, frightening. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, mate. Yeah, it's scary. It's scary times to think that a comedy channel wields that sort of power.
Well, lay out for folks. We got a longer segment coming up. Laura's going to join us. What happened, and just a boil down, and then what happened when you tried to come to the U.S. to set the record straight? This guy's saying you're a Nazi that wants to kill Muslims by editing tapes. You should sue him. Instead, you just tried to do a media tour, and they won't let you do that.
Yeah, so basically, Jim, his producer months ago contacted me, asked me if I'll be part of a show that they're doing, the upcoming Jim Jefferies special. I laid out two basic conditions that I'll take part in this show. I said, no neo-Nazis and don't cut my answers. You know, I'm pretty confident in where I stand on issues. If you don't like what I say, just post it as a whole. Now, they agreed to those terms, but when I'd seen what actually came out following the Christchurch massacre, where they tried to put, essentially blame me for what happened there in Christchurch, and they did the other two exact things. They started this segment with known neo-Nazis here in Australia. Then they put me on, and they cut up, as you saw in the clip before, my answers from one question to another. In fact, they went further. They also took even facial expressions I made to, you know, weird things he was saying and cut it up to something kind of sensible that he was saying or a sensible question he was asking. So it was an absolute hack job. I'm just thankful that I had the foresight, and it was actually Tommy Robinson who, when I told him I was invited, said, mate, just film that thing whole. And I'm grateful I did so because, you know, you saw at the end, if I didn't have that footage, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in now. My name would be ruined forever. But, yeah, my response was to do this American tour against fake news. We'd been invited onto a number of shows and I was going to go to Comedy Central in New York and not to be violent, not to anything. And this is what I told the FBI when they asked me if I was planning on obtaining weapons. I said, mate, my most powerful weapons are right here in my bag, my microphone and camera. I don't need anything else.
They know. You're an Australian, but you went and joined the Defense Forces. You have no criminal record. You're very clear you're coming to expose this. And so Comedy Central files a fake report that you're a terrorist coming to kill them, and then you're thrown out of the U.S. This is just outrageous.
Look, to be fair, my issue is not even with the FBI. It's not with the Border Protection. They're actually really...
No, I know, but it's scary that the left makes up stuff and they're like dogs doing absolutely whatever they're told.
Look, essentially what tactically happened at the end is Comedy Central managed to get me thrown out of the U.S., at least for now, based on their original false complaint. The FBI cleared me. There was no problem at the end, and when it was passed back to Border Protection, then that triggered an investigation which looked at my original application and this same visa that I was in the States only 6 months ago with Laura Loomer, or 7 months ago with Laura Loomer, and there was no issue with that same application. But because 2 years ago when I filled in that form, it turned out that, you know, they asked you a whole series of questions, and generally most of them are pretty crazy. You know, are you a terrorist? Are you associated to neo-Nazis? Are you, you know, all these kind of questions where you just kind of go, no. One of the questions happened to be, have you ever been denied a visa to the U.S.?
Hold on, stay right there. Avi Yemeni, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off, the 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens, don't want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original, now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So it's 5:33 p.m. where I sit here in Texas. It's 8:30 in the morning over in Sydney, Australia. And Avi Yemeni joins us. And the two segments we have left, I want to have him and Lord Limmer really take the floor and not have me ask questions, because if you study history and you study tyranny, first they restrict your speech, then they restrict your bank accounts, then they restrict your movements, then they put you in jail, then they put you in forced labor, then they kill you. from the Romans to the Babylonians to the ancient Chinese to the Aztecs. I mean, this is the way it goes. And when they can say Laura Loomer, and this isn't a joke, anybody that hasn't looked this up, is a white supremacist when she's Jewish, or they can do this kind of stuff, it's very dangerous. And you've got Avi Yemeni, who's like, I call him a mainline nationalist conservative, happens to be Jewish, happened to serve in the Israeli Defense Forces. He's an Australian that went and did that. He gets, they take this months and months ago, they put it in the can, they wait till an event happens, and they say he supports it by editing it, and then he's the victim, and then he tries to go cover it, and they ban him. I think this will backfire. And Laura Loomer, you jump at any time. You've worked with Avi Yemeni and exposed Ilhan Omar and all these other Islamists are putting in, and it's just they're treating you like the enemy. But what I thought of during the break was, we can pull this up, more than 20,000 jihadis brought into Sweden and Germany alone, more than 5,000 just the last 2 years out of Syria into England, who were ISIS, who were Al-Qaeda, that killed people. They're brought in and given welfare. They're brought in and quote, resettled and treated like they have PTSD. But then people with no criminal records, U.S. citizens like Laura Loomer, born in this country, she's banned on the Internet. Avi Yemeni, TR.news, a patriot, no criminal record, served the Israeli military, but born in, he lives in Australia. He's banned from the U.S. He's lied about there. I mean, this is criminal. So you guys go ahead and just break down what happened to you and jump in any time, Laura Loomer. But Avi, what happened once you got here? You broke this down right when you got in your car at the airport. Once you landed, how the media lied about you, how they acted like you were a criminal. I mean, this is so dangerous that they're now trying to control our movement.
Absolutely. Their narrative, and that's why it was so important for me to straight away clarify what was going on, because even the media here in Australia straight away created this false narrative, this false story about what was happening. And the fact was that the only reason why I was detained was because I was there to expose Comedy Central for what they did, for publishing an absolutely proven fake news story. In fact, after I published the real version of what happened, literally the hidden camera, my page was pulled from Facebook again, and that video was pulled off Facebook, and the original offending defamatory video of Comedy Central is still up there. There is a double standard here.
Well, that's right. And Laura, jump in any time, because you guys have worked together for years, but describe when you get off an LAX, you did like a 10-minute video, but just briefly, FBI's waiting, you can't believe this is happening.
It was surreal. It was like a movie, and, I worked with Laura when I was there last time in the States, and in fact she was ahead of the time when it came to the two at the time they were candidates. But this was surreal. I come in our land, I come on the exact same visa that I arrived there previously. I'm pulled to a back room, and there's FBI agents like in a movie. For me, that was just like, what is going on? And I couldn't help myself. As soon as I seen the two FBI agents, and they flashed their badges, I actually just cracked up laughing, and I pointed and I said to them, Comedy Central. And their response was so telling. They said to me, we are actually a separate entity to Comedy Central. Like they had to clarify that they were a separate entity. And they said to me, and I said, yes, but the informant is Comedy Central, right? And they said, well, we've received a number of complaints that we need to clarify from Comedy Central. And the complaints were absurd. In fact, they used a photo of me from my service in the Israeli army as proof that I'm some sort of well-trained killer who's out to target, to track down and target Jim Jeffries.
What did they say? And I want Laura to jump in when they threw you back on the plane after 18 hours here, 18 hours back. I mean, what do they do what do they say at the end? Because I know at first, like, oh, it's no big deal. You'll be fine. Come on in here. And then what do they say when they finally said, we're shipping you back?
Look, they were all very nice about everything. And at the end, they claim it is a technicality, and time will tell. Well, I'm today applying for the renewed visa. Let's see if what they say is actually true. And it is not. You know, higher powers that are just shutting me down here. But they got treated like an absolute criminal. I was escorted back to my plane after, mind you, about 18 hours in detention. I was in a room of illegal Mexican workers. I'm sitting there and Trump's on the TV and they're all blaming Donald Trump. They obviously didn't know who I was and that I'm a big supporter. But they escorted me to the plane and they gave my passport to the flight attendant with instructions that I was not to receive it back till I land back on Australian soil.
You were not to receive what?
My passport was taken, confiscated, given
well,
to...
Well, incredible. Lauren Lieber, you know this guy well. He's done a lot of work trying to expose the Islamists before they got their foothold. Now, literally saying America sucks, get rid of it, blow up Israel. I mean, now this is going on. You guys exposed Ilhan and the others have been elected. You know this guy. How scary is this?
I mean, it's ridiculous, and I was, like one of the first people to really message Avi when this whole thing went down, and, you know, Avi's a great guy, he's a patriot, but you have to look at the insanity of this, right? Avi Yemeni getting deported from the United States, Milo Yiannopoulos being denied a visa into Australia, but then when you look at these Islamic hate preachers who are calling for the killing of Jews and Christians and calling for the killing of homosexuals, they are invited on speaking tours, sponsored by mosques all around the world to go to Australia and all across America. You know, this happened to me when I was exposing a jihadi in Orlando last year, Alex, and I was interviewed on your show about it, and I showed up because they had this Syrian imam who was giving a talk in an Orlando school for Muslim parents, and this guy had issued fatwas against Jews and called for the killing of homosexuals, and I showed up to protest this and to report it as a journalist and to record what he was saying inside, and the police here in the United States of America threatened to arrest me because I showed up to report on a jihadist who has called for the killing of Americans and has issued fatwas encouraging Muslims to blow up buses full of Jews in Israel. I mean, it's insane what is happening in this country. And now,
and now it's coming out that Omar, like, oh, they did something on 9/11. She's been in other tapes saying, you know, we're not terrorists, we're fighting back. It's just like, if America sucks so bad, why are you trying to come here? Where do you think this goes next, AV? Because, I mean, it's just getting so clear to everybody how insane this is.
It is, and Laura is 100% spot on, because at the end of the day, when Milo was banned not too long ago, at exactly the same time as he was being banned, there was a radical Islamic preacher touring the entire country. So we're heading in the wrong direction, absolutely. And I think this PC madness where only, you know, patriots or only people who actually love their Western, you know, civilized democratic way of life are the ones being penalized. And not the real enemy, not the real
threat.
So
let me ask you this when we come back. We'll get into what are you going to do next. But why are they targeting you and Laura particularly? Because they're really censoring both of you. Me too. What is it that they're so scared of in both of you? But go ahead, Laura. We'll come back with Avi on the other side.
Because we're Jewish conservatives, and while there's a full-blown assault on all conservatives, there's especially an attack on Jewish conservatives because we are resisting the globalist left-wing Jewish movement, which you see is being pushed forward by the ADL. The ADL is conspiring with these left-wing social media companies to censor us, and we're not the right type of Jew. And so
leftist Jews don't want people to know that most Jews are conservative or common sense. They want to speak for you, so they have to silence you because Jews are really upset right now and see through this.
Yeah, it's like a digital show is what it is. And, you know, they essentially through their actions are walking us to the gas chamber.
Oh, I agree. The ADL people are like pro-Islamic takeover.
They have interfaith dialogue with these Islamic individuals like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who at the end of the day, if those two women could push a button and eradicate every single Jew from the planet, they would.
Oh, you know they would. I mean, you know they would. And that's what this is. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeine. caffeines and other chemicals that, sure, get you a quick boost, but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're receiving this transmission whether you're in Australia, whether you're continent of Africa or
if
Europe.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So you know when somebody's telling the truth when the establishment's banning you, and I already had seen some of A.B. Yemeni's videos. They just seem like classic nationalist, common sense, free country stuff. I saw him like a year ago. I was like, okay, nice guy. And then he gets set up, which I've been through. Well, they just go, Alex Jones, white supremacist. You're like, oh, you're walking down the street. People pull up in cars and go, F you, Nazi. And you're like, you want to kick their ass, actually, because it's just they're believing BS, but you just shut up because they're idiots. So in closing, in the 10 minutes we have with both Laura Loomer, who's running for Congress, she just announced that here. The specifics aren't there. She just left us. And A.B. Yemeni, A.B., in the time you've got, what are the points you want to make? Because Comedy Central sets you up. They edited tapes of you. You caught them. And now the response is ban you from the U.S., claiming that you wanted to create violence against this so-called talk show host. It just shows how desperate they are to cover up what they've done. I mean, don't they know that people are now recording them during these interviews?
Well,
Well, they're desperate and they're arrogant. They're arrogant on every level at every stage. You look at the fact that when I walk in there and I put down and I literally set up two phones on a couch and propped them up by pillows, not one person noticed. There were 15 people in that room. That's how self-absorbed they are. That's how above the rules they believe that they are. And following that, they still haven't made a statement. They just ban and block anybody who on Twitter challenges them. And I encourage all your viewers to go and you know, tag Jim Jefferies, Comedy Central. You will see that every few people that do it, they get banned. And on my Twitter, you can see people have just been sharing and I've been retweeting hundreds upon hundreds of people that have been blocked from Jim Jefferies for literally asking him to acknowledge what he's done and what they've done. Now they're arrogant. Now they're trying to literally physically shut down anybody who challenges them by getting them deported.
This is, I got to stop you, but as you said, you're a very polite, nice guy. I watched the whole hour-long interview that you did, and then the edits they did. And like you said, the cameras are out in the open. They're so arrogant that you're a nobody that they're about to edit this and deceive people, and they don't even care. And then once you stand up to them, then they want to crush you like a bug. I think their hubris is going to be their downfall.
Absolutely. I totally agree. I think it is a downfall, and I've said to them numerous times now that if you think I'm going to go away by using your standard techniques and trying to shut people down, you are so wrong. I encourage them to go and speak to my mum. My mum will tell them how persistent I am. I'm not giving up. I'm going to take this all the way. And at the moment, we're looking at legal avenues and going back to the U.S. and crashing. I'm not
but
going
don't
to
they
let
get now
get
you're one of the hottest guests ever that people are just going to Skype you in? I mean, you need to be on and Rogan. And I know Rogan only does face-to-face. He needs it with banned political dissidents. It needs to be Skyped in.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact is, you're right. The fact is now that I have been banned both online, but even worse, physically from entering the United States, more people want to talk to me about what's happened. So their whole idea...
Oh, I've seen like five of your videos in the last year. When they already set you up, I probably watched 20. I'm like, this is a really nice, well-spoken guy. The thing is, you're banned because you're well-spoken, you're common sense, you're lovable, you're promoting normal stuff. You're not banned because you're a liar. You're banned because you're telling the truth.
Absolutely. And, the social media giants are scared of anybody that does tell the truth, especially if they tell it with a smile on their face and without any hate in their heart. And
you told them months ago, they said, I'll do the interview, but no white supremacist. And then they stick you right in the middle of it like you're a white supremacist.
Absolutely. It was about 20 seconds into the video. There was probably one of Australia's most prominent white supremacists, Hitler fans. That they've just kind of lumped in together with me. Mind you, this person hates me more than anyone, probably just as much as the Christchurch killer himself. So they're trying all their regular techniques to first smear you, to delegitimize you, to make you out to be something you're absolutely not. I'm a proud Australian. I'm a proud Israeli. I love both Australia, Israel. I love the West. I love our free democratic way of life. And I'm always happy to defend my stances. And I go to a lot of these different events. And when I challenge people, I do it, like I said, with a smile on my face. And usually I just hand them a little bit of rope.
But that's what they're scared of, is black, white, old, young, Muslim, Jew, Christian, agnostic, saying, we like the West. We like freedom. We like open society. And they're so scared of that. And that's why they're scared of you.
Absolutely. And because, as Laura said before, we're not the right kind of Jews. We're not the right kind of, ethnic minority. We are proud of what our countries stand for, and we want to defend it.
So in closing, and I want to get you back this week for full hour to take calls, where do you see this crazy stuff going? Because I just see Trump as a unifier, trying to empower everybody, and so they attack him. They do that to me. They do that to you. They're so scared of people that really just want to work together. Then you read WikiLeaks. It's all about Democrats creating cultural and racial and religious war. I'm actually flummoxed poleaxed, thunderstruck by how evil the left is. I just can't believe that they're this conscious. A, do you agree with that? And B, what's their end game?
Absolutely. I don't even know if they have an end game. I think they're just so arrogant. And this is what I've learned through this whole experience, is that they are so arrogant and blind to the truth and the reality of it that they don't realize that that is going to be their downfall. And the fact is, we have truth on our side, and that is why, ultimately, we will win.
Well, you know they've got a problem when they know that I'm anti-racist and profess the Klan like 15 times and all the rest of it, and my family, all of it. I'm not going to get into it. They know that's BS, and they know it's BS when they call you a white supremacist. Or they call Laura Loomer. They say, white supremacist Laura Loomer was at Congress and yelled at the head of Twitter. I mean, that's like she's a Jewish Zionist. The fact that they're so desperate calling Trump a white supremacist, I think shows they're out of gas and are going to fail.
You watch some of my videos, you can see I often wear the kippah on my head, and it's less, even in that Jim Jeffrey segment, it's less about religious, like about my faith. It's more about exposing. I grew up ultra-Orthodox, but I wear it nowadays often to expose them for what they are. You know, I will rock up to events, and literally the first thing they will say, the first thing they will shout is, Avi is a Nazi. And I'm looking around going, I hope we've got that on tape, which I've got numerous times now, because it just shows that they have nothing.
That's all they've got. Well, that's where I stand. I was never against Israel because I knew the history of it, what was going on. They took Israel over. The Muslims will kill each other forever over it. You know, Saudi Arabia won't take one so-called Palestinian. But once they attacked me for not being against Israel, and once they thought, oh, look, you're this I thought, fine, I'll just embrace this because it's not even real. And so I wonder about the ultra right wing, ultra left wing are unified in this attack, not just on Israel, but it's mental illness. And then the left's ally with Islam, and then it's a really sick mess.
Two sides of the same coin. I find the alt right, the alt left, they literally push the same conspiracy theories, especially about Israel and Jews. What I find interesting is the unholy alliance between the left and these jihadis. I was literally at a rally. Again, you can see it on my YouTube channel. I was at a rally where there was Hezbollah, like proud Hezbollah terrorists marching in our streets with the terrorist flag. And right in front of them, posing in front of them, was a transgender person.
And they would kill them in a minute. Oh, they have feminists all over. They go, Allah Akbar, we want Sharia law, and they would kill them.
I turned to this person and I said, listen, these people that you're standing with, they hate me. They hate me more than anything. They will kill me. No, I have no questions about it. I have served in the Middle East. I served in the Lebanon War. I know. But guess what? Before they get me, they're going to throw you off the building, because in their own text, in their own charter, they have to throw you off a building before the Jew. Just wake up. And that's
well,
why
that's
they're useful idiots. They're useful idiots.
No, Avi, you're absolutely right. And it's just mental illness. TR News, TR.News, Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Come back with us this week on the weekday show. Thank you so much for all the time.
Would love it, mate.
I'm really sorry you got thrown out of the U.S. I'm sure as Trump hears about this, we'll get you back into a huge tour and expose these creeps at Comedy Central. They only banned you because they're scared it's going to backfire. Keep it up, because they're not going to stop you, because when you first don't succeed, try again. All right, very powerful information. Avi Yemeni, I'm Alex Jones. Coming up, Mike Adams, Encounter Things. Straight ahead. Stay with us. Thank you, Avi.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay
Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.